Episode 4, From Innovation to Infrastructure, What Gets Funded, What Gets Built. Welcome to the Ron Lanton Report. Every January, healthcare executives, investors, founders, and advisors gather in San Francisco for the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. The headlines usually focus on funding announcements, major transactions, and strategic partnerships. Now, these stories matter, and they're often some of the biggest healthcare business stories of the year. But what caught my attention this year was something else. The question investors were asking this time seemed to be different. Over the last several episodes, we've talked about healthcare consolidation, policy, pricing pressure, and the changing geography of innovation. What I want to talk about today is how those forces are influencing investment decisions. Because what investors choose to fund often determines what ultimately gets built. And that's particularly important right now, because healthcare capital appears to be rewarding a different set of circumstances than it did just a few years ago. And while the IPO market remains uneven, venture investment continues, and large funding rounds still happen. Yet many of the conversations I've followed this year seem less focused on what organizations were building and more focused on whether they could successfully execute. Now that might sound like a subtle distinction, but it helps explain many of the questions investors appear to be asking right now. So let's break this discussion down into three questions. Can this scale? Can this survive? Can this become infrastructure? Simple questions, but these questions influence strategic partnerships, acquisition activity, access to capital, and long-term growth opportunities. Now, whether you're an investor evaluating a target, a healthcare executive building an organization, or a founder bringing a new idea to market, understanding how capital is being deployed can provide important information into where the industry may be headed next. And in many respects, these questions are becoming a roadmap for what healthcare chooses to build. The first question is relatively straightforward. Can it scale? Healthcare has never lacked innovation. The challenge has always been turning innovation into something that can scale. Investors appear to be spending more time evaluating whether companies can move beyond promising concepts and demonstrate a realistic path to growth, commercialization, and operational execution. Now, growth and innovation, they still matter. What appears to be changing is the level of scrutiny around how innovation becomes an actual business. And that change helps explain why capital appears to be concentrating around a smaller number of companies. Investors seem willing to support organizations that can demonstrate operational maturity, commercial readiness, and a credible path to sustainable growth. Now, healthcare has never lacked innovation. The challenge has always been scaling it. And that may be one of the biggest reasons investors are asking tougher questions today. The second question is equally important. Can it survive? For years, investors often focused primarily on market opportunity, growth projections, and competitive positioning. And that all matters too. But what appears to have changed is the amount of attention now being paid to risk. Healthcare has always operated within a complex policy and reimbursement environment. But investors are now heavily evaluating how organizations perform when those same market conditions get tough. Can margins withstand reimbursement pressure? Can business models adapt to regulatory changes? And can these same organizations continue to grow when the environment becomes less predictable? These do not eliminate innovation from the equation. They simply add another layer of scrutiny. The third question may be the most interesting. Can it become infrastructure? This is where many investment conversations appear to be converging. Across both Europe and the United States, Investors seem interested in technologies and services that become embedded within healthcare operations rather than sitting on the sidelines. And AI is a useful example of this. Many of the conversations around AI this year appeared less focused on the technology itself and more focused on where it can create measurable value. The discussion centered on workflow improvement, administrative efficiency, workforce support, and operational performance. And that same pattern appears in other parts of healthcare too. Whether the conversation involves diagnostics, remote monitoring, outpatient care, or care coordination, the underlying question is always the same. Does this become part of how healthcare actually functions? And that may help explain why strategic buyers and investors appear focused on execution capability, operational integration, and long-term adoption. In many respects, healthcare innovation is beginning to mature from a technology's point of view into an infrastructure point of view. And that may be one of the most important changes taking place in healthcare today. And it helps explain many of the trends we're seeing across healthcare investment decisions, operations, and healthcare strategic transactions. The takeaway is not that innovation matters less. Innovation remains essential and crucial. What appears to be changing is how innovation is evaluated. So we look back at all this and we see investors appear to be asking tougher questions. Can it scale? Can it survive? And can it become infrastructure? And taken all together, these questions are helping determine what gets funded, what gets acquired, and ultimately what gets built. The organizations that attract capital in this environment may not simply be the ones that have the most ambitious technologies. They may be the organizations best positioned to operationalize those technologies, navigate complexity, and create sustainable value over time. That may be one of the most important changes occurring beneath the surface of healthcare today. I'm Ron Lanton, and this is the Ron Lanton Report. Remember, don't chase the headlines. Just simply understand what's behind them, because that's usually where the real decisions are being made. I'll see you next time on the Ron Lanton Report.